Boston Mayor-elect Michelle Wu is making history on several fronts. She's the first woman and first person of color elected to lead the city. At 36, she's also about to become Boston's first millennial mayor. WBUR's Callum Borgers reports on the challenges and opportunities that come with being young and in charge.
When Wu is sworn in, she'll be the youngest mayor among America's 25 largest cities. So who better to describe what she's in for than the woman she'll seize that distinction from, Fort Worth, Texas Mayor Maddie Parker, who was elected in June at 37.
There's always a few people, right, Cal, that say the wrong thing or say something kind of insensitive or call you blondie or call you, you know, sweetie.
But Parker says those kinds of patronizing comments are outweighed by the mostly respectful reception she's gotten from her city's power brokers, many of whom are two or three decades her senior. And she says skeptics, from Fort Worth to Boston and beyond, will just have to get used to the idea of being governed by a new generation.
I was the first millennial mayor elected of a big city, and I love that in the last 3 or 4 months you've seen additional representation of our generation pop up. The proverbial torch has been passed in some of these major American cities, which is very exciting.
Cleveland elected 34-year-old Justin Bibb on the same day Boston voted in Wu, and U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who unsuccessfully campaigned for president as Mayor Pete, was just 29 when he became mayor of South Bend, Indiana, a decade ago. He's now the youngest cabinet member at 39. Boston has had young mayors in the past as well. Josiah Quincy VI was 36 when he took office. So was Maurice Tobin, and Kevin White was 38. But numbers don't tell the whole story, says Larry DeCara, an elder statesman of Boston politics who was once a 22-year-old city councilor.
Well, Kevin, even though he was 38 when he got elected, he'd been Secretary of State for 7 years.
That gave White experience running a large government agency, something Wu doesn't have, though she's served on the city council for nearly 8 years, including 2 as council president, and briefly ran a tea shop between college and law school. DeCara says White had something else going for him.
His father, Joe White, as well as his grandfather, were both presidents of city council, so he was in his blood.
This is where age, race, and gender intersect. Even if they're young, white men often can see someone like themselves in positions of power, maybe even someone in their own family. The Josiah Quincy I mentioned earlier was the 3rd member of his family to be mayor of Boston, so it may not have been too hard to picture himself in the role. Wu had a very different experience, as she told WBUR's Morning Edition recently.
I grew up never imagining that I would be anywhere involved with politics or government because, as a daughter of immigrants, it seemed so far away and my family seemed so invisible in so many of the systems.
Wu's parents are from Taiwan, and they raised her in the Chicago area. Some of her opponents in the mayor's race emphasized their Boston roots, but voters ultimately picked a candidate who was unlike the city's previous mayors in so many ways. DeCara says Wu's differences give her freedom to redefine the job, and he argues what Wu shares with her predecessors is the only thing that really matters, the title.
She's the mayor of Boston, and whenever the mayor of Boston walks in the room, people are going to acknowledge her. By the way, she's wicked smart.
Wu, the first millennial mayor of Boston, is also the first Harvard grad to lead the city in almost a century. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.